Hey, Corrine, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tari?
Good, good, good. I'm glad we're here tonight on BBS, Angel Coaches, and we've got a great subject or topic to talk about tonight. It is about light workers, crystal, rainbow, and indigo children. I think it's actually light workers, indigo, crystal, and rainbow children. I got the lineup messed up there. Sorry.
We're all connected somehow, though.
Yeah, there you go. That's always good, especially at dinner, right? Call me for dinner. That's always what I say. So, anyway, let's talk about that. You and I both have done workshops on crystal and rainbow children and indigo children and light workers. So let's start with light workers because that's what we are, first of all. The light workers, I think they came in. I think the first light workers were coming in around the 1950s, you know what I mean? 60s, and then their children are the indigo children. And then the indigo children have the crystal children, and the crystal children have the rainbow children. So let's talk about the differences. What do you have to share about that?
Well, just like what you said, there's a lineup here that's going on, right? With the light workers. A light worker, and we were talking about this earlier before, light workers are here to hold the unconditional love from love and light from spirit. And a lot of light workers have come into this life with a soul agreement just for this reason, and they're on a mission. To really kind of channel the stream of energy from the God light to us here. But anybody can be a light worker, and it doesn't mean that you need to have a soul agreement, but it's just by, light workers are those that raise the vibration and raise the energy of those around them and work with light and love. So you can do that by assisting humanity in some way, like through writing or speaking or charity work, or if you're working for something that's towards a good cause. Those are all light workers.
Right.
So we're all light workers here, and I'm sure many of those people that are listening today are light workers as well.
Right. So, but one of the things that I was really clear about, I think Doreen Virtue said it the best. She says, light workers are the ones that came in that chose a soul's purpose to do something on a global scale, teachers and healers. Doesn't mean that we all can't be, as you said, but like the teachers and healers and on globally, you know what I mean, where we all have a soul's purpose here. So that right there is really, really key. We all have karmic agreements that we come in here to settle. You know what I mean? Except for the rainbow children. They have zero karma. We'll talk about that.
They have none.
It's zero.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know. And they also don't need to be born into chaotic environments. So they don't need to deal with the chaos of a crazy childhood and all of that. That's where we want to be.
Yeah. The dysfunctional parents, right?
So
they're
right,
They're the little avatars. Gotta love them. That's the light workers, and then I think the indigo children started coming in the 1970s. I want to say one thing about the light workers, that one of the reasons why they came in is they're here to teach, or we all are here to teach, and it started out of the chaos in the 1930s, 40s, because we're here to teach that you, instead of competing, you can manifest what you want rather than competing for someone else with what you want, because the universe is limitless, which I think is huge. So you and I are light workers, but we also may be indigo. Who knows? But as I said, just call us for dinner. We'll just show up whether we're not light workers or indigo, right? You know what I mean? So that's a good thing. But the indigo children were born from the light workers, and they started coming in. I think the first indigos came in the 1970s, and they were called scouts at first. They're saying, okay, all the other indigos come in, and let's start showing up. And what are the indigos' purpose? Do you know? Because I'll share with what I know, but you share first, okay? Because you've done a lot of good stuff on it.
One of the really key things about indigo children is they can sense dishonesty. And there's a reason for this. The reason why they have like a built-in lie detector is because they have a warrior spirit, and they've been brought in to kind of break down the conformity of society and really kind of change things. So they're brought in with that kind of a temperament to really hold fast and be the warrior to break down barriers and pave the path for Crystal and Rainbow children. So that's one key thing about them is that, you know, they can have the temper. They also, from what I've witnessed too, a couple of my friends have indigo children. You know, they can be mislabeled because of this temperament. They can be mislabeled with attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity disorder. Right. And that's a misdiagnosis. I know one of my friends, she has an indigo child and has the typical temperament, the warrior spirit, you know, when you meet this kid, this child was very, very precocious. I remember speaking with this kid when she was 3 years old, and it was like talking to a teenager.
Yeah.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. And a lot of indigo children are very old souls. They will be like children, but, you know, with a very precocious sense to them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter who's an indigo child, and I'll share this with you because they get misdiagnosed with ADHD mm-hmm. or ADD.
Right.
But they look for integrity. And I've been a single mom, you know, most of, you know, I divorced really when she was like two. So whenever I would bring the guys to meet my daughter, you know, after I dated them for a while, it got to the point, like, she goes, I don't like him. You don't need to date him anymore. I was like, okay. You know, she was the best. So with this, I was like, she's no fun, you know. But she was always right on about it. But the one thing they have, they, you know, as light workers, when we were in school, I told you this the other day, I used to zone out and, you know, cause I was like, school was really boring. I did well, like you did, but it just, you know, and we learned to just escape, you know, or disconnect quietly. Where the indigo kids would sit there in the classroom a lot of times, and they'll go, you know what? When I grow up, I'm pretty psychic, and I'm seeing that I'm not going to need this, you know? And the teacher's mm-hmm. like, well, you got to learn it. It's in the curriculum. And I'm going to share this story about my daughter, if it's okay, because there's a lot of stories I'm sure we've got callers calling in. Heather was in – she was in junior high because I kept her in a Montessori school Waldorf school, you know, until she got into seventh grade, which was one of the best things I think I did. And then she wanted to try public school. So she's in the public school and she looked at the teacher. The teacher said something to her. She goes, you know, the only reason why you're here is because of money. If you didn't have to teach school, you wouldn't have to you wouldn't be here. You just do it for the money. And I was like, oh, and I get the call from the principal, right? And as usual, Heather is, you know, trying to operate from integrity. And that's what she does. But she also senses when people aren't, you know, doing the same. And, you know, what could I say? My daughter was wrong? No, she wasn't. You know, I go, Heather, sometimes you got to keep that inside, you know. And she does well with it now because she's 19. But I had lots of calls. She was younger. Corny. You know, I was like, what am I going to say to her? You know, starting things, you know, getting groups started in school and all that. But it was fun, you know, and she's 19 now. Yeah, and sometimes I think, you know, indigos can be crystal too because Heather's so full of love now. It's just amazing. And I'm talking about my kid, but, you know, which brings us to what are indigo children? I mean, what are crystal, which the indigos, they've been coming in since – well, the 70s, but the biggest influx have come in, I think starting late 80s, 1990s. So a lot of them are adults now, young mm-hmm. adults having children of their own. They have crystal children. And if some of you guys, who are parents that are listening, if you want to know, your child can be both indigo and crystal. And usually what happens is to check that out is if they're born around the 21st of the month, you know, they usually will have both characteristics there, or they could, some of them could to, or can as well. So anyway, but crystal children, the indigos, facilitated, environment to bring the crystal children in. And those kids are amazing because they absolutely have zero tempers where, you know, you live with, you know, I always say Genghis Khan, or you never know what mm-hmm. person you're, you know, what warrior you're going to get that, you know, that the day that you wake up with your indigo. But the crystal children, What distinguishes the crystal children? I think they have big eyes, right? Big eyes, zero
temperature. Well, they have deep eyes. When you look into a crystal child's eyes, I remember the one time I did meet a little girl who was a crystal child. They actually, their eyes are so captivating because what you're doing is you're presenting your soul to them. They're actually looking at your soul, and it's just magnetic. It really is quite captivating. It's like looking into the eyes of just somebody that is just so, it's amazing. I can't even really describe it. I almost was just entranced when I was looking at this child.
Aww.
And she was looking at me with such just a worldliness about her and such love. I mean, from this little child, it was quite amazing. Yes, but their eyes are usually what will
distinguish them.
They have an intense stare to them, very magnetic. Yes. It's beautiful.
They also come, as the indigos are all about integrity, distinguishing, because they're born with a lot of integrity, or they come in here, the crystal are all about open hearts. So usually they do real well with adults or old people that have been hurt, children that are really, other crystal children, all those kind of people that are looking for love. And they are very, very cautious, though. They have fear, and it takes them some time to get to know you. They communicate a lot of times with telepathy. Also, one of the things is they may be late talkers, okay? So, instead of sticking them with a label that, I think they've been misdiagnosed sometimes about with autism. I'd read that a few years ago. But it's not, autism, and these great souls teach us a lot too as well, but they're totally in a totally different group. The crystal children, they know exactly what's going on, but they tell it to, use mental telepathy. And, they've already proved that mental telepathy is real, okay? I can't remember. I was reading an article not too long ago about, he's from a big university. He was sharing that he'd done a study on it. And anyway, that's a whole nother story. But these kids, they're late talkers. They are also connected, I think, to the animal and mineral kingdom, which is so sweet. I heard a story of a little boy who picked up a rock from the driveway. He brings it into his grandmother, and he says, "Grandma, Grandma, look." And she goes, "What?" And he has this little rock in his hand. He goes, "I saved this rock before it got run over by a car." How sweet is that?
It's very sweet.
Yeah. Extremely psychic, all these kids are, and the light workers too. So, and a lot of parents that are born with these crystal children moms have become more psychic. They, and their clairvoyant abilities have woken up, or I hope I'm saying that right, have woke up, by having these children, so that's kind of cool and interesting as well. There's so much about them. I find it fascinating, don't you?
Yes. I'm just listening to you guys.
I'm so excited because I've taught workshops on it. It's like, I love this topic. And, the angels are like, what are we going to talk about? And you and I agreed on it. But anyway, do you want to add anything after I've just been talking so much here?
No. Well, one thing I did want to add is that indigo children can become crystal adults. And there's a transitional period that happens with that. A lot of the indigo children, how they know they're going into it's basically called a crystal transition, is that they'll find themselves extremely sensitive to people and environments. They'll all of a sudden start zoning out a little bit. They might have an increased anxiety and a disruption in their sleep patterns. And they'll be extremely sensitive to electrical currents and waves and things like that.
That's true.
And it's just a sign that they're going through a higher state of consciousness, and it's a transitional period that's going from indigo to crystal. So it's interesting. And so just to be aware of that, if you do have an indigo child, so just like what you said, they can be both. They absolutely can be both.
You know, one of the things, too, is these kids, a lot of times they will be self-imposed vegetarians. So if you have a crystal child, they, you know, and your family's a meat eater, and that's okay. It doesn't really matter. But these kids will prefer fruit and vegetables, and sometimes they won't even be able to tolerate fruits and vegetables. They'll prefer juice. And I remember reading about that. I was like, wow, you know. So they're pretty amazing, extremely sensitive to chemicals, you know, and attached to the animal and mineral kingdom. So that's a little bit there. And they're like little adults, I think, when they come here. But zero tempers and a lot of forgiveness. And a lot of they have innate healing abilities, too. I had a friend of mine that told me a story about she had stomach pain, and she asked her little crystal child to, you know, because she was a magical child, well, is a magical child, and the mom said, can you put your hands on my tummy and heal me? And she goes, Mommy, I don't need to touch you. I can just send you the energy from here. This kid was 5 years old. Can you believe that? Isn't that neat?
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Anyway, I think we got some callers, don't we? Before we finish talking about the crystal. Do you want to take them now?
Sure. We've got Jeff from Georgia.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, warm and a little bit on the sweaty side thanks to the weather, but otherwise doing pretty good.
Well, what's your question? We're glad you're here tonight, and thanks for calling.
Well, first off, I didn't realize that the call was going to be about, the show was going to be about indigo and crystal and rainbow children, but I was recently laid off, and I was wondering if you ladies, either of you ladies see any work coming
for you.
My...
Listen, Corrine and I, thank you for bringing this up, so we'll just say this. You can call in and ask questions about your crystal, rainbow, or indigo children, or about any question you have psychic, so it doesn't matter. That's what we'd like to share with anybody that's listening. Okay, when is your birthday, Jeff? 1-12-58. When I'm looking at you, you just got laid off when? How long ago?
First part of the month.
Wow, okay. Yeah, you're going to start working again. It feels like you're going to go through, I'm getting like somewhere at the end of August, maybe mid-August. You've got about 2 weeks of this, 2.5 weeks, but you'll find something and you'll start interviewing for it, okay, or connecting with who you need to connect with. What do you do for a living?
I've been construction trades most of my life, primarily cabling.
Cabling, yeah. You'll find something, but it feels like there's something a little different for you, but you'll be able to use your hands, okay? You got great hands to work and also use your mind too as well. So, yeah, that's what I see coming for you. Mercury just went into retrograde, and what does that mean? It just means you got a couple of weeks where things are moving slow, but don't just continue to do what you're doing. You're going to start interviewing pretty soon, okay? You're not ready to...
Okay, that sounds good.
What did you pick up, Corrine? I wanted to ask you.
No, I got that he was in construction, building. But I feel as though that it's going to be along those lines. I got that really strong building, construction. I'm seeing the building. This is a corporation. What did you say? Because this feels like it's almost industrial, something electrical, mechanical, something like that. Large corporation. I'm trying to see if I can get the name of this company. It feels like it's something electrical, mechanical, something like that. And it feels like it's a large corporation. You're in the... it has a huge warehouse. I don't even know that house. But it's almost like you're being dispatched. You work within the warehouse. You're being dispatched, sent to other locations. That's what it feels like to me. Large corporation, though, with stability. This is a large corporation, not a small one. This is a large one with several branches around the country.
That's always good because it gives you a chance to grow, you know? So, anyway, does that help you, Jeff?
Yes, it does, ladies. I thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
You're
have
welcome.
A great night. Bye. Okay, that was nice. I like that. We've got another call. Oh, Kim. Kim's on the phone. Let's talk to her.
Hey, girls. How are you?
Hey, Kimberly. Kim. How are you?
I'm doing good. It was funny because I don't want to say I forgot about the call, but I was out and about, and I came home, and I looked down on my phone, and I saw a message. And the first word that popped out of the message was rainbow.
Rainbow.
And you know, that's my sign. You know, that's the, so I totally relate. I don't really relate to the indigo children, but I can relate to the rainbow things because I get, you know, rainbows. You both know rainbows are my sign for a situation of mine. And I've been getting them more and more frequently. And just like what happened just 5 minutes ago when I logged on.
Wonderful. Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go. You should, Kim, I thought about you because we were talking about the rainbow, and I was like, wow, I hope she calls in tonight because there's a lot of information about the rainbow children and what they're about. So I thought
and
about
I don't
you too
know
as well.
Why that's my sign, I guess because I asked the angels to be it, but I don't know why I picked it. I don't have any idea.
Maybe you've got a little bit light worker and indigo child inside of you. So that's a cool thing. Anyway, you're extremely psychic, and I know that with my own experiences with you as your friend, and we work together and connect. You want to know about Jeff, don't you?
Yeah, nothing has changed since we spoke the last time. I haven't, no contact or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen until sometime in August, and that's the next time you see him. It's going to start with when you see him is when he is then going to reach out to you. I feel it's going to be there's a possibility it could be right after the first time that you guys bump into each other, but it feels stronger as in it's going to be the first or the second time that you bump into him and he's going to reach out to you.
So he's not gone, even though I haven't seen him forever?
No, this is all like the building
right.
blocks. Yeah, he needs this time right now. Because remember I said before he was kind of like coming to terms with even the fact that he had an emotional reaction to seeing you with another man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He pretty much had tried to not even consider that or think about that until he saw you. And then he was like, whoa, okay. I reacted. I walked away. And okay, that means that I have feelings for her. And he was processing it. He's like, and he's there right now. It's like I can feel him. He's come to terms basically with his feelings for you. So that's why I'm saying the next time you see him or the time after that is when he's going to reach out to you. Absolutely.
Kim, mm-hmm. We just went into retrograde too in the past. I think we're going in now, today or tomorrow. So that means it's like it's a time of reflection. And anybody that's listening, and you know, it's just a time of reflection. So it'd be, I feel like you guys, you've got about a 2 week period. You may or may not see him, but it will really take off after the retrograde. Okay.
So how long does the retrograde last again?
About 2 weeks, I think.
Okay.
So, all right. And it starts today or tomorrow. But it's a time of reflection. So whether it starts 2 weeks or tomorrow, I have to tell you, it's a time for you guys to really start connecting and thinking about each other. So that's
okay,
what
good.
I see.
Can I ask you guys another question?
Sure.
This is another sign question. Normally, I know about the rainbows. I'm totally convinced now, and I'm one to question and doubt everything. It's these feathers that are around me lately, not just like puffy feathers here and there. These are like feathers around me that are like perfectly white. They're like 8 inches long, and they look like they belong in it. They're perfect. They're like starched white feathers, and they're everywhere around me, at my feet. They're in the, you know, everywhere I go.
Wow.
They're so perfect. It looks like they belong in the side of a man's hat.
Wow.
And I can't figure it out. I don't know if it's just me being crazy, thinking, okay, someone's trying to tell me something. And they're perfectly white.
Wow. Those are...
I think those are angel signs, too, as well, because and I'm sorry to mean to interrupt, Kareem, but one of the things that with feathers, I'll never forget, I had a dream that an angel came to me, and in the morning time, I found a white feather. I literally found a white feather in my floor, you know, and I saw her drop a feather. And I was like, oh, that's an angel sign. So for me, those are angel signs. And I think for a lot of people, but they're a real gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. They're just different from the ones that I normally see. And
right.
I know the ones that I normally see are like little reminders that the angels are there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but these are different. I can't figure it out.
Well,
they're too perfect.
Mm-hmm. Ask what your sign is. Ask what the signs are, because you've been working with the angels now to bring in Jeff. I think those angel feathers or those angel signs are, ask what your work here is to do. Is there something that you can do because you're a light worker, okay? So, you know, and to say, I know that Jeff's coming, but more importantly, is there something that I can do? What do I need to do to serve, you know, humanity? Because we all serve humanity. But that just jumped in because you had been talking about doing something different. You know what I'm talking about. So really ask and how you can put that together and how you can serve, you know, people and help make them aware of having prosperity in every area of their life, you know, as well as their love life. Because when you do that, because you're receiving it yourself, pay it forward. That's a big message, I think. Maybe that's one of the reasons why you're getting it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. And I knew there was something there. I just couldn't put my finger on it.
Well, that's when you were talking to me. That's what jumped up. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, and I think that, once again, you know, living in you know, can never be too rich, too thin, or have too much love. So you're on your way. That's a good thing.
That's right.
Thanks. There you go. Thanks, Kim. We'll see you on Sunday, okay?
Okay, good. Bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye. We've got another caller, don't we?
We've got Myra from Long Island.
Oh, okay. Hi, Myra from Long Island.
Hi, Kareem. I got your message on the email today. I almost missed it because I almost didn't go on the computer.
I have been dealing with a lot of anxiety.
I don't know if it's because I'm trying to get my finances in order, and I wanted male companionship, but I didn't want just anybody. I wanted the person that was correct for me. So I'm thinking, what is God trying to tell me?
Well, Kareem, you go ahead because I want to look because I'm getting a lot of messages here. Please go ahead.
What is your birthday, Myra?
Myra, I'm at optimline.net. You sent me the email today.
Oh no! What's your birthday?
Put that email out there
April
for all the single
19,
guys.
1947 at 11 p.m. Saturday night.
What was it, 1947?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was the birth date, the month and day?
April 19th, 1947.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just tuning into your energy here. I am picking up on your anxiety. Okay. There is a man that's coming. There is a man that's coming. What I'm feeling with you, your finances are going to be okay. You're in a tough spot right now. I can feel that within you. It's almost like you feel so blocked that you can't move forward and you're wanting so much and you just feel like you can't get it. The angel just telling me that there's an inner balance. You just really have to find this inner balance because this man is coming in, but there is, there's such a tightness within you. I'm asking when your finances, okay. The finances, all right, 6 months. 6 months is what I'm hearing really strong. 6 months' time, they're going to smooth out. 6 months' time, and this man is coming. He's coming right after this period of time right now. This is about coming and finding your center balance. There is a lot of turmoil that's going on within you. I think meditation would be really key. This is a preparation time for the man that is coming into your life because I see him coming really strong. There is a man that is coming and he matches the energy that you're putting out, but he's a little bit rugged too. He's very rugged. He's a man's man. He's a man's man.
I like man, mm-hmm. man's man.
He's a man's man because he's giving me a very, what is this? What you see is what you get. Like meat and potatoes kind of guy is what but a sensitivity to him as well, but a strength. This is like an inner strength that he has. He's a very, very strong man and looks very strong, physically strong too as well. And he's going to be here to really come at the right time to kind of give you some added strength. it feels as though right now when I'm looking at your energy is that finances need to be worked out too. There's an inner balance that needs to take place within you to prepare yourself for the man that's coming into your life. I'm seeing it almost as that it's like the finances settle out and then the man comes in right after that. And I'm seeing it within a 6-month span right here. And that can happen, you know, sooner than that, obviously.
I'm getting a lot of stuff. Is it okay if I share with her?
Sure.
Okay. One of the things that I get with you, Myra, is that there are three romance angels working with you. A boy and three romance angels, and they're working with you, and you need to get a CD called Working with the Romance Angels by Doreen Virtue. It will help you. That's a message.
By Dwayne?
Doreen Virtue, D-O-R-E-E-N, Virtue.
Oh, I already have that.
Okay, well, you need to listen to it a little. If you're not doing it, do it if you can do it at least 3 or 4 times a week, that's what I'm seeing will work with you. It's also going to help you with your, you know, money or finances. Love and money are the same coin, just different sides. So when you're balanced in one, you're going to be balanced in the other, okay? The thing, and then it's also about, there's something about doubt, or I think Corrine's calling it being centered. You've already, whenever you say what you don't want, you send out rockets of the desire of what you do want. So you're getting really clear on what you want. But the other thing that I feel is the meditation will help you live in peace and be peaceful.
What is meditation?
Listening to the Working with the Romance Angels is a guided meditation that you have by Doreen Virtue. It is important that you listen to that. Okay.
Okay.
That's really strong. And you need to listen to it 3 or 4 times a week. So, I always say that some of my CDs, I've set my, stuff on top of it or whatever, but there's nothing like putting it in the CD player and just listening to it. It's a great CD. It will really help you. A little story with here, a little testimony. I have a friend of mine that's getting married in February 7th, and she started listening to this CD. Now she's getting married, but like you, was looking for the perfect man for her. We're all perfect in our imperfection. So I hope that helps you. And I'm sorry, Corrine, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's exactly. I think that would be so helpful for you because this man is coming right in. But it's almost like this kind of transformation is needed. The turmoil that you're feeling from the finances, okay, there's a reason why this is happening. And it is to initiate positive change from within you. And that's the reason, you know, why we ever go through a turmoil is to kind of push us in the right direction to kind of rise above it and create a better version of ourselves. And in doing that, you will bring in this man that's waiting. He's literally waiting on the sidelines. He like reminds me of the brawny man is what I'm getting from him. That's what he's reminding me. He's like a very, very strong, physically strong person too, that will, if you're looking for somebody that, can kind of help you feel protected and safe and protect you not physically but also emotionally too as well. This is the man. I don't know if that's what you've been asking for. He feels like he's coming in for that reason. Like he's just physically very strong, emotionally strong too as well. So all of this is preparing you for that. So what Thierry was saying, that the meditations will really help you, and just have faith that what you're going through is that even though it may feel like setbacks or challenges, you actually are still moving.
You're going to get to 2 M's, the man and the money. We got
some
callers.
You're still moving.
So
anyway,
right,
hope that helped, Myra.
I just consolidated all my bills on 2 credit cards. And closed everything else out except AARP and the Bank of America. So did I do a good move or a bad move?
Mm-hmm. Good move. You did the right thing. So anyway, yeah. And more will come for you. All right, sweetheart. Take care. Join us on our good Angel Coaches. Join us on our Tuesday night call. We've got some how to manifest. All right. Take care.
Okay. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Okay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Corrine. Hi, Thierry. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thierry, I could have used you when I was younger as my mother. My mom used to just no longer come down to the office and pick me up when I wanted to say something.
There you go. I know.
I could have used you then.
Oh, I tell you something. I thought about you today when we were talking about that because it feels like you are a crystal indigo child combined. You really are. So I know things have been challenging.
You spoke to me when you had said about the changes, sleepless nights, some of the other things you had mentioned really rang true. I always had my suspicions, the ADHD, you know, all the other issues I had had, and it made sense when you had said that. I always had my suspicions, and somebody on our Tuesday night call said it, and I all of a sudden, like, it, you know, I had, like, confirmation of that. In any event, I had a question.
Okay.
Kareen, I haven't spoken to you since Tuesday. Remember about a month ago you had said I was going to hear back from one of the places I had interviewed with? You were ever so right. It took a month later. I have another interview with the second job I had for the interview this Monday. I still haven't heard from my dream job, and I remember you had said, you guys had said then that I was going to hear from both of them during the same week. I'm afraid if I go in Monday and accept this job, I'm excited, but it's not the place I really, really want to be. Do you still feel that place that I really, really want to be calling within the same week?
Your dream job? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kareen, you go first.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to tell you is still go into this interview on Monday. It doesn't mean you need to accept it. They may not even, you know, they'll give you the offer. They will give you the offer. And you can tell them that you need some time to think about it. And you'll let them know by a later date. Always, always do that for yourself so that you keep all your options open. Because the other option, your dream job, I still feel is very, very prominent within your energy. I absolutely feel it. Now, the time frame can always change. So, again, when you go into the interview on Monday, and very rarely, you know, do they ever say, okay, you have the job right on the spot. What they'll do is you go home, and then they'll send you an email or something, and they'll give you the offer in a formal way, right. So, and at that point, you can say, I'm very excited, and, I have some other options that I'm still weighing. Can I have a little bit of time? And that way, what that gives you also is more negotiating power. If they know that you have other options that are on the line, you can go back and negotiate for a higher rate.
You can say,
because it's always good to let them know, because they've already given you the offer, which means they've already decided they want you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now you have the power. Always remember you have the upper hand. You always have the upper hand. Once they've given you the offer, you have the upper hand. You let them know, because I still feel that dream job is still there. Now, the time frame of when they're going to contact you can always change. I feel like it's very soon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within a week, I'm looking at a week. It feels like a week, 2 weeks too as well. It feels still very strong around you. Okay. But definitely go to the interview on Monday and then allow yourself some time. And if you still haven't heard from the other job, you can always send them an email and say, I'm just following up, you know. And a lot of times people are so busy that they kind of just forget. I've been on that end before, where people that I've interviewed have sent me emails and said, you know, did you forget about me? And I'll say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. And then I'll bring them in.
Yeah, I had followed up with the job. It's going to be like a year this winter that I interviewed. Mm-hmm. They never returned my calls, emails, or anything like that. I still felt like it was everything about this place I wanted, I loved, and I just felt like it was, like, the place for me to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I always, it never, ever left my dreams. My grandfather was.
Is it okay if I give this to you? Sure, Kareen. Let me tell you what I'm picking up with you, Lindsay. Your dream job, when you send them this email, the energy that you have is that, you know what, you're not desperate because you have choices now. So it will come to you easier. And that's probably one of the lessons that you've learned. I also think too that you've learned to be, tap into your own personal power, your intuition, all the things that we talked about. So now it's your time, okay? And that's really, really key. But I think that your dream job is coming. Send them an email. Send them an email after you interview.
After Monday.
After you interview. That would be the best thing.
And just say, I interviewed a while ago. I'm still interested in your company.
Yeah.
If there's something available.
What you can actually say in the email, because I've had people write this to me before too as well, is just say, I'm extremely interested in working for your company. I was, and I feel that I would be a good match. I'm just following up on the last time that we met, because I have had several interviews since then. And And but your company is the one that is on top of my list.
So I her job is available. She's not there. I have the HR's email, and I have another person's email that's there that I interviewed with as well. Should I write them both something? Because HR was the problem. I couldn't get a hold of anybody, and the girls I had interviewed with said I had to go to HR.
Both.
I think you should send it to both of them. Mm-hmm. That's what I get. Okay. Strong. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and do that. I'll keep you guys posted. Thanks so much.
Congratulations.
God willing. You know, it's been
so
a while.
I feel
good about this thing Monday, but I still want what I want. I don't think that Monday, if I even if I do get, I don't feel like it's where I'm going to stay very long, and that's okay. You know, I need to get better with change anyway, but I don't feel like the money is going to be as good as what I really want to hold out for.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, and this is a big, strong message for you too, Lindsay. You just know this is coming to you for a reason. Let the universe bring you the money, the job, and everything, okay? So, and you may be surprised what you get on Monday. Okay, cool. Good luck.
And thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
I'm sorry. Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm so happy for her. She's been really working for that, right? You know,
I know. That's wonderful. Cool. We've got Natasha on line 3.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
Hi.
And have you called us before? Because your energy feels so familiar.
No, I haven't.
No.
Oh, okay. She just feels familiar. What's your question?
Oh. Well, my husband and I, we're currently separated, and I wanted to know, where is it going to go?
When did you guys separate?
About a year ago.
Okay.
But we've been seeing each other on and off.
When is your birthday?
8/6/75.
And what's his first name and his birthday?
His first name is Will. His birthday is 6/18/75.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I pick up, all right? I'm going to be extremely truthful with you. Is that okay? It's always better to be truthful.
Sure.
Okay. What I feel is there feels like there's another person involved in this, you and him and someone else. Is there another person with him or you? Somebody else been
Not
seeing
that I
anyone?
Know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
All right. I feel there is a friendship. I thought it was coming from him. It doesn't mean that it is a dating. It just feels like there's another female in the picture. Doesn't mean that you can't have him, or you can choose him. It feels like a interest, okay, and not that it's happening fast or anything like that. But I do feel a third party person in there. And usually, when I get this really strong like this, there's something there. Yeah. A lot of times when I see this, okay, because I've seen it in the past, it just is to make you aware. Because if you know what you've got to work with, okay, and you know what is there. Then you know how to approach something. If it were me and the angels are talking to me and this is something, don't go blast them. Hey, is there another woman? It gives you an idea what you can do and say, okay, how do I talk to him? What do I say to him? But you have more facts now. Can you work it out? Yes, you can. But you need to find out about trust and seeing other people and talking to him about that and do it in a generic way versus, you know, hey, I know you're seeing.
Accusatory.
Accusatory. Seeing someone. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I get really strong with you. Mm-hmm. And you have an opportunity to work it out, okay? I want to be really clear on that. Mm-hmm. Natasha, if you don't, choose this, okay? And it will ultimately be up to you. That's what it feels like too. Then there is somebody else coming for you. If not that, you know, that you won't have the choice, but if you choose not to be with your ex-husband, then, you will, there's somebody else coming. The other thing too, is that I see with him and he and you, is you need to, it's almost like, because you know this, now you can move faster in what you want to do in this relationship. What do you get, Corrine? Talking so much there. I apologize.
No, 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 no. I'm glad you broke the ice with that one first. I'm sorry. Because I agree with Tari and Natasha. And what she's saying is very important because I did pick up on the other woman and with Will. She is there. And I agree with Tariq. I'm picking it up pretty strong. I wouldn't say that it's gone into like a love. I'm trying to look into his energy and asking if there's it's coming from his heart. There is a he's not in love yet, but this is like a bond that is there. Yeah.
An interest.
There's an interest that's there, okay? And I'm seeing this quite clear. And it's, you know, so right now you have to have a, you know, you can have a conversation. What Tariq is saying is, right, don't go and accuse him because he'll just deny it. And then, you know, it's going to put you in a worse off place. But you can have a discussion about where you guys are at and be really open and honest with each other and truthful and kind of see where you would like this to go. Do you guys want to see other people? Do you want to try it out together? And he may, you know, just come straight out with you and tell you. Again, it's your choice. I'm looking at your energy with Will and your future energy, and I'm seeing like a braid that's being shown to me, which is telling me that you can go back to him, okay, or you can go forward to someone else. There's almost like an infinity symbol that I'm seeing with you,
wow.
Okay? So you can go back to Will, or you can go forward to another guy. It's your choice here, but there needs to be a discussion, okay? And, you know, knowledge is power. So now that you know that there is this person that's you know, communicating with Will or they're connecting, that shouldn't make you feel empowered, not weaker, okay? Because you always have choices too. Just because there's another woman that's around him doesn't mean that you've completely lost him. Because I feel as though there is a strong part of him that does want to try with you too as well, okay? He doesn't know which way to go. He is absolutely split. His energy is split. It's like half with you, half with this person. Okay, and this discussion that you guys might have might actually open the doors for a deeper connection between the two of you, okay? Because it feels like that hasn't taken place. You guys haven't decided. You guys haven't talked about it. You haven't spoken about what you guys are even doing here, okay? So a conversation might just be what you guys need.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You have got strength that your ex does not have. All right, mm-hmm. Use it now. You've got a lot of power. And the power that you have is one of sensitivity, mm-hmm. with sensitivity. So, because, you know, and you can be truthful with him, but just remember to be, you know, be true and compassionate, because truth without compassion is cruelty. That's my dad taught me that. So mm-hmm. just be nice and gentle, and you guys can really do some wonderful things with your relationship. But you got to have clarity. You know, that's what I
clarity
do see.
Is what's needed. This man is coming. There's a man that's waiting for you. He's got like blonde hair. And this is a choice. You can have a discussion with Will and decide you guys want to date, you know, keep it an open relationship and date other people. This man will come in at that time if you choose that. Okay. Because he's right there. He's got blonde hair.
Anyway, good luck, okay. Natasha. Let us know and how it turns out. And go to Angel Coaches, because we have a call, and it's free, and it's on how to manifest what you're looking to create in your life. So it's on Tuesday night at 9:30. So we'd love to have you on, okay? So it's cool.
Sure.
All right, hon. Okay. AngelCoaches.com. You can get the number and the information there. Take care. Have a great night, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Natasha. Okay, we've got two more callers. You want to take them real quick?
Let's do this, because I want to talk to you. I know Amora's on there, so let's talk to Amora and Teresa is. But I want to finish up, because I know I got really, really led to talk about this tonight. I know you did as well. So we talked about the crystal children and the rainbow and crystal children. It's important to understand that they are the ones that are bringing in the rainbow children. Is it okay if we talk about this a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Okay. The crystal children are bringing the rainbow children in, and the crystals, animal and the mineral kingdom, also they are extremely sensitive children. And they need, what they do need is the only time they really get cranky is if they can't get outdoors. So you know, and they're in their own world. They really are. So do you have anything you want to add about them before we go to the rainbow? Cause those are really, really important. Mm-hmm. And the crystal children are really shy until they get to know you. Right. So just to let you know, do you have anything you want to share? Cause I want to talk about the rainbows before we go to the last callers.
Okay. Well, let's get on to the rainbows.
Okay, the rainbow children, they are like little avatars. They have zero fear. They've never come to this planet before. So there's no karma at all with them, which I think is so amazing. And they're, so you know, they're not born to dysfunctional families, mom and dad, you know? And there's no addictions usually in the families that they're born into, which is the crystal children. And one of the other things about them is rainbows. When I read and taught, classes on the rainbow children, they're so exciting because why they're called rainbows is that they're when you walk outside in the sunlight and there's nothing out there except pure sunlight. Did you know that it forms a prism in your body where it's like rain? It can bring rainbows into your body. I think I'm saying that right, so forgive me if I'm not. But it's also the color of the chakras to the rainbow, because all the chakras are rainbows in our energy systems in our own body. But what's happened, because you know we use sunglasses, we put SPF 50 because of vitamin D is really good. In moderation, the sunlight is, and the rainbow, now the rainbow is coming to us inside, and that's the reason why we have the rainbow children. As I said, they're little avatars, which means avatars. How to explain this? Avatars are like these, they're like masters here on the planet. They have no fear. They have great healing abilities. They have unconditional love. They look at you and have unconditional love. I have a friend of mine I think her child is a rainbow child. She looks at her mom and dad and says, "You have three eyes. Can you believe that?" The third eye, mm-hmm. She sees the eyes. And they do a lot with telepathy as a crystal. But what they are not afraid of anybody, because all they're doing is giving love. They're not looking to receive. They're just giving. Amazing, isn't it? So, but they're also connected to the dolphins, dolphin energy, because I'm so excited about this part, because they've done research with the dolphins, and the dolphin energy has a lot of when they give off they emit the sound, they say it's the color of rainbows, so it's a lot of cool energy. Anyway, do you have anything you want to share about the rainbow children?
No. I think you said it. One thing about rainbow children is they have no karma. So again, it's. They're here to just really they're perfect versions of the crystal children, whereas the crystal children can have some kind of rashes or they'll be picky with the food, you know. But they are of love and light. The rainbow children are just, it's pure joy.
Oh yeah.
Absolute pure joy, pure love. Just effortless. So they're not prone to the sensitivities of crystal children. So they have a very they're here to implement the divine will. And to really build our new world on a foundation of peace and harmony.
Love,
that the crystal children have laid down before them. So,
And the rainbow are born to the crystal. So, I mean, you know, when people say, I know I'm talking fast, so please forgive me. But when the crystal, people are talking about how the world's going down the tubes, how can it be when you have these kids coming in? Do you know what I mean? It's amazing. It blows me away. And it's just like being true to ourselves, you know, and realizing why we're here. And these kids, we're here. We've laid a groundwork for these kids. And I just think that if we have kids like this coming in, and they're not kids, they're just like souls, you know, like these amazing souls coming in, how can we be going down the tubes? It's just a new way of thinking that's coming out of it, I think, and a new way of being. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, I think we've got 2 minutes or 1 minute. Actually, I wish we could talk to Maura. Can she come on for a minute? Because I know she works with these kids. So
okay, let's. I think we've got like 2 more minutes. Yeah, I think we can do it.
Okay, hi, Maura.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Hi, Maura.
Hi, Corrine. How are you? Listen, I'm going to talk real fast. I had a question, but when Tariq went into what she was talking about, I just kept getting hit. The one thing that I want to leave everybody with is we can get amazed and we can be so inspired by the rainbow and the crystal children that are coming in. But one thing I don't want us to forget, they are a physical representation of what we can attain. What you call karma, you know, would they come in with karma or they come in not with karma or parts of it? What that is they're not coming in with any crystallized brain structure. Mm. And what I mean by crystallized brain structure means they don't have any racial or, and I don't mean by color, racial I mean by the human race, that causedness. Mm-hmm.
they don't have that kind of indebtedness, because the ones that have gone before us, i.e. them, us, we've cleared that. So our energy is also facilitating them. But since they're coming in without these filters, without these preconceived notions or these beliefs, they're actually physically mirroring to us what we are aspiring to, what we can be. They're just so phenomenal to us because we're looking at us in our purest form. So I just want people that are listening to understand, yes, the children are coming in. We are the forerunners of the children, but there's a physical demonstration of what we are becoming.
Of our deity, right? Amazing. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm so excited. I get really passionate about this. But thank you, Amora. You're right on. So, wow. And I know you get an
hopefully
opportunity.
Hopefully you have another call because I'm so excited here.
I know. Me too. And you have you get to work with these children, the indigo, crystal, and rainbow children. What a gift you have. So I think we're supposed to get off the air, but thank you so very much for sharing your story sharing your information, and you're right. And so I'm excited. It's such a neat place to be in a new time coming, you know, to learn unconditional love. Cool.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And to
yes.
be it.
Not only to learn it, to see it in action. That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're
be it. Yeah. How cool is that?
So have another call so we can talk about this. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
You know what? I apologize for talking fast again. So it's just I'm super passionate about this. We've got to close now, and I know that angelcoaches.com, we have a call on Tuesday night, and people can get the number there. And it's all about manifesting and creating an incredible life and realizing who you are to do that. So if you go to our website, angelcoaches.com, also we have our classes coming on, list of our classes. Some of the classes are at Corrine coming up. What are they? So you know this. Corrine does a great job on the web. She's created the whole thing.
We've got an angel card reading class. We've got a mediumship class. And we have a future life progression and past life progression. So the future life progression is going years ahead, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, as far out as you want to go to kind of view what your life will be like with the path that you're on. So really great. And then next Tuesday, we have our free teleconference call. It'll be a live forum to discuss what we just talked about here tonight. So if you didn't get a chance to call in tonight, call in next Tuesday, and we'll be talking about indigo, rainbow, crystal children, and light workers.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to do a meditation about how to work with those kids and connect with them, too, as well. So on the call on Tuesday night. So if you want to know if you're having challenges with your children, understanding why they're crystal rainbow and indigo children, then we have a meditation that we're going to do with it as well. So I'm pretty excited about that anyway. All right, thanks, everybody. So we're going to have to say good night.
All right, have a good night, everyone.